In downtown Manhattan yesterday, thousands of New Yorkers added their voices to the debate over gas drilling near upstate reservoirs. WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports that even though they live hundreds of miles away from the rich deposits of natural gas, they had a lot to say about the Cuomo administration's plans to regulate hydraulic fracturing.
Before the hearings had even begun, about 150 anti-fracking activists rallied outside the auditorium, doing the so-called mic check, inspired by the Occupy Wall Street movement. Inside, almost every chair in the 900-seat auditorium was filled, and almost every speaker was against fracking. Attorneys and economists and an upstate egg farmer all had their 3 minutes with the mic. This man, Alex Greenleaf, sang his comment.
Their fracking is a slaughter. It's destroying our clean water and causing earthquakes. Watch out, you don't slip.
That bit about quakes is not mere songwriter's license. Here's another speaker, Paul Rush, from New York City's Department of Environmental Protection.
Technical reports have been released recently that directly link hydraulic fracturing to small earthquakes in Blackpool, England, and potentially in Oklahoma.
Rush went on to say that state officials are underestimating the number of geologic fault lines near the city's water tunnels, tunnels that pass through some of the very places energy companies would like to drill. Out of about 60 speakers in the afternoon session, there were only two supporters of gas drilling. One of them was George Lee, a Christmas tree farmer and realtor who drove down from Syracuse to share his view that fracking could lift the New York economy as it's done in other states.
I believe that the ongoing production in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio have proved this.
Angry murmurs started to fill the hall, and Steve Russo, a state official, struggled to keep order.
One second, Mr. Lee, please. Mr. Lee didn't boo all the other speakers that came before him. Show him a little bit of respect. Thank you.
As it happens, Lee was the last speaker in that comment session, so he got the last word. But the debate will continue. The Department of Environmental Conservation announced yesterday it's extending the deadline for public comments by 1 month to January 11th, 2012. The agency says it will review each and every comment before issuing final rules for where and how gas companies can frack. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.